Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, we want to bring in Leith Martin, the Executive Director of the Troesch Center of Entrepreneurship and Innovation at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Mr. Martin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, good. Troesch, did I say that right?
You did. You got exactly right.
Thanks. Okay. How about that? University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the Running Rebels.
That's right. The Running Rebs. Those were obviously some high quality years in the late 80s and the 90s on the basketball program.
I remember it well. Anyway, so in the wake of the shutdown surrounding the coronavirus pandemic, obviously some of the businesses that have been hurt the most are hospitality, entertainment, and travel industries. And you guys have got something going on in an effort to help some of those industries. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So, you know, obviously those industries are extremely important to our region. They make up a huge percentage of our economy, but they also, it's approaching a $3 trillion industry in the United States, those three particular industries. And so what we at UNLV and with the Ted and Doris Lee Foundation, what we did was we got together and came up with the idea to put together a competition to identify innovators and entrepreneurs who are working on projects or technologies that would allow those industries to recover as quickly as possible, given the current pandemic. And so we opened submissions back in May. We had accepted submissions till early July and had over 250 submissions from 10 countries and 30 something states. And we've spent the last month and a half wading through all of those. And we have a group of finalists that will be presented to a prize committee coming up in the next couple weeks. And they'll ultimately figure out who they think are the winners.
So it's very interesting. So I'm sorry, you cut out on me for just a second. What did you say in terms of when the winners are going to be decided?
So in the next couple weeks, on September the 16th, we have a meeting with the prize committee. And the prize committee is made up of people that are leaders in our region in hospitality, travel, and entertainment. People like Bill Foley, the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights, Wolfgang Puck, Steve Aoki, Mark Davis. But we're going to have that meeting. They'll ultimately determine who the winners are. Sometime the following week, the week after the 16th, we'll know who the winners are and we'll notify the winners. And then in October, we're having a demo day where we'll present those winners and announce them officially to the public in October.
What are, I don't know if you're even allowed to say this, but in general principle, what are some of the kind of things we're going to be looking for in terms of submissions? What are some of the things that you guys are seeing in general principle?
Well, there's all kinds of different things, and we can talk about. I mean, there's no issue in talking about whether or not they're even a finalist or just things people that we saw during the course of the competition. But we saw everything from cleaning robots to we saw submissions in cleaning air. So how to clean the air in order to basically filter out the virus itself. We saw submissions around basically ways to manage labor. In other words, people in order to manage situations. So, for example, in our world, if someone tests positive, obviously they don't go to work. Well, how do you manage that job in the short term? Because that individual can't come to work. Who do you put into those positions? So how do you manage labor in a more fluid way? Because on a day-to-day basis, those people may not be able to come to work. We saw submissions around one-time use sheets, for example. So really a broad swath of different solutions to try to attempt to solve these problems.
We're talking to Leith Martin, the executive director of the Trost Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation at UNLV. You know, I hear you talk about some of these suggestions, and it seems to me like while this has targeted the very hard-hit hospitality, entertainment, and travel industries that really have affected Las Vegas, these are innovations that can be applied pretty much across the board to help all kinds of businesses, correct?
That's true. Obviously, we've been focused on industries that are important to us, but the reality is that some of these technologies and solutions are going to help lots of different industries. I mean, the interesting thing about this pandemic is that the application or the significance of the impact hasn't been even across different industries. Obviously, some industries are normal, quote unquote normal, or some industries, believe it or not, are even up in the current situation. But other industries have completely been devastated. I mean, the restaurant industry is obviously being crushed. And so the reality is that some of the technologies that we've seen, some of the technologies that people are working on, while we've been focused on industries that are important to our region, the reality is that the technology is ubiquitous in terms of its ability to be able to use in other industries as well.
Obviously, the big reveal of the winners is in October. What happens after that?
So in October, we have what's called a demo day, and we'll invite the press, but we'll also invite investors and potential customers. We'll reveal the winners. There'll be a presentation where they'll display their technology, and we'll present that information. And then what we'll do for the next 12 months is we'll continue to support them. We've got $1 million in prize money that the prize committee will figure out how they want to allocate to those winners that they choose, and then we'll support them for the next 12 to 18 months as a university and as a region to try to help them depending on where they are in the cycle. For example, if they need help in terms of expertise and we have the expertise at UNLV, we'll help them move the product to commercialization. And in some cases, they're further along and they're closer to market, but we'll help them ultimately get their product to market.
That's great stuff. It's going to bear watching. If someone wants to keep an eye on this competition, how it goes, how can they kind of keep an eye on things?
Everything's going to be posted on our website and continues to be posted on our website. We obviously have social media accounts, Lee Prize accounts, but if you go to www.leeprize.com, you can find out all the information, and we post everything there.
That's great stuff. Appreciate your time this morning, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.